This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some more thoughts for Ramadan. Before Ramadan, it's only a few days away. I mentioned earlier in my previous thought about the importance of stopping and trying to identify what really are the goals of Ramadan. How should Ramadan really be? Do we really want Ramadan to be a yearly ritual which has no impact on our lives? Or do we want Ramadan to be a life-changing experience? Because that's what Allah has prescribed Ramadan for. He prescribed it to change our lives, to make our lives better. You know, when the Prophet ﷺ spoke about Ramadan as being a means of purifying us from sin, all previous sins erased with a single Ramadan. I'm sure you can understand very easily that the Ramadan that we have been doing are not going to be a means of erasing sin. In fact, in our Ramadans, we tend to add sin, the complete opposite of what Ramadan is supposed to be about. So, my brothers and sisters, it's time for us to make a plan for this Ramadan to make a difference in our lives. When we have to do things in the material world, when we're going to start a business, we're going to study a particular course, we're going to get married, all the different things that we do, we plan for them. And we know the well-known saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. We all know that. And we apply it in our material world, our material life. But when it comes to spiritual matters, we treat it completely different. So here we are, stumbling, bumbling, falling into Ramadan, as we did last year and the year before and the year before that, where we wake up, finally, today is Ramadan, we're fasting, do our suhoor, whatever, and we enter into a new set of rituals. We just change life order around a bit. Days become nights, nights become days, and we shift into second gear, and we keep on rolling. That's not going to change anything in our lives. So, if we are to make a difference this Ramadan, or if Ramadan is to have an impact on us, to change our life, then we have to do it differently from the way we've been doing it. Because the way we've been doing it is just cultural, traditional, ritual. No spiritual involvement. Oh, Taraweeh, yes, we do make Taraweeh at night, but, you know, most of us, when we're doing Taraweeh, we're so full of food, we can hardly stand. We're about to fall over. We're hoping that the Imam would hurry up and finish so we can get home. You know, go into another mode. Party, play cards, watch movies, whatever. Doing these things. This is the Ramadan, but that Ramadan is not going to change anything in our lives. So, brothers and sisters, let's make a plan. A plan to do Ramadan the way that Ramadan was meant to be done. What do you think about that? I think you agree with me it's time. So let us do it, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.